This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So not the most fun story to talk about right before, you know, the holidays, but this is something we need to kind of tackle here. Apparently there's a study out of New England Journal of Medicine, and New England Journal of Medicine is like a big journal. And so when a study gets into the New England Journal of Medicine, it's got some meat to it. And apparently we need to lay off the meat because they expect 50% of us to be obese in the next decade. Okay? Now, you know, I got a tushy that's way too big for my taste. I have some theories as to why we're getting bigger and bigger and bootier and boobier and bellier. I got a lot of theories. And it's not just so much the obvious ones. Okay. So, half of our country is going to be obese. That's been a headline. You know, we've had like 35% of us being obese. Every year there's this study coming out showing how the states in the South, like Mississippi and Alabama, have, you know, higher rates of obesity, and they top 35 to almost 40%, whereas Nevada and California may be in the low 30s. And, you know, we're kind of getting exhausted here, and okay, we're getting too fat, let's lay off the junk food. But it's more than that. Okay, there's a lot of people out there that don't eat junk food. They'll eat their salads, they'll eat their vegetables, and they're gaining weight. All right, so let's kind of be honest. Why are we bigger now? Right. Well, yeah, a lot of us love the convenience of fast food. I mean, you know, in the olden days when my mom didn't have to work, there was many times when she did, but when she was home, she'd cook our dinner. And she was a horrible cook. I love my mom, but she was a horrible cook, just like me. And so I wouldn't eat. Yet, if she was working that month or two and picked up McDonald's, I would gobble that whole thing up. So not having somebody making home-cooked meals, I think, is a part of it. I know that's not politically correct, but it's one change, big change. Another big change we've had is we don't smoke. You know, women especially used to, as soon as they got hungry, would run outside and smoke a cigarette so they wouldn't eat. Smoking would be our go-to so we wouldn't eat. Well, now that we've started to do away with smoking, yeah, we're trying to substitute it with vaping, but a lot of us, you know, older folk that are starting to have weight issues, we're like, I'm not going to smoke, I'm not going to vape. Well, yeah, so obviously we're eating when we're hungry as opposed to putting something else in our mouth. Another thing is we are, a lot of us working from home or working at a desk. You know, I mean, when I saw patients, I would see about maybe 30, 35 patients a day. When I was doing ER and urgent care, I'd be seeing 60 patients a day. I'm running around. Okay, now I'm able to do telemedicine. Well, telemedicine, you sit in front of a computer. You just lose probably 8,000 steps. Now, yes, I make sure I try to keep it up, and I try to hit at least 10,000 steps a day anyway, but it's not the same as having a job where you're always on your feet. And in radio, I mean, I'm sitting here in radio, right? Not a lot of cushion here, too. Okay, but then other things that we don't really talk about when it comes to weight is we have these hormone changers or these metabolism interferers, and we don't really have a lot of studies on that. But whenever we put makeup on or shampoo or shave or drink from a plastic bottle, these are things that could affect our hormones and metabolism. And so you might say, look, you know, I'm eating off the same size plate as Jesus did, you know, in the Last Supper, because, you know, we look back and think, okay, gosh, our plates are really big these days, and they used to only eat out of small cups or small bowls. But we're still gaining weight. Why? Well, because if we're exposed to all these plastics and all these hormones and all these other chemicals, it's slowing down our metabolism. But this is why I think our obesity issue is rising even faster than expected. And it's something we don't talk about, is we don't care as much anymore. So when I was younger, I could tell in the mirror if I gained 2 or 3 pounds. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm skipping dinner. I'm going to run an extra 2 miles tonight. And I would be obsessive about it. Well, the older you get, because this is going to be a lot of older people as well as younger people, you're like, you know what? I don't care. This is how I am. Yeah, this is how I look. This is me. If you don't like it, go. I don't care. You know, you don't get this then. And we are starting to have an attitude, which some people think is very progressive and awesome, but we kind of have this attitude of, you know what? I love me. This is who I am. So we kind of did away with those 1990s models and those early 2000, you know, skeleton type models going, you know what? You could have a booty. You could be more voluptuous. You could look like Beyonce and be beautiful, or Kim Kardashian and be beautiful. So we started to promote this culture of we look okay. And then we also manipulate our look. So every time I take a picture, you know, I hang out a lot with students and things like that, you know, and they'll take a picture. I'm like, don't post it. Okay, let me crop. Let me filter, because there's so many bad angles. Well, by the time, you know, I get a great pose and a good picture, right? I mean, the picture's already 7 hours old, but I look slimmer. I look better. And so then, you know, when you start to look at your pictures online, you're like, oh, I look good. Oh, I look good. Oh, yeah, I could have that piece of chocolate cake. No, you really should have taken a picture of yourself, okay, in a bathing suit, you know, with you standing face forward going, Lord, have mercy, this is how I look. So a lot of us, we just don't care. We're not obsessive about going to the gym. I still will not go to bed until I finish my workout. I'm still obsessive like that. But I could see how a lot of people, if they failed and if they've worked out and they don't see their gain, they give up. It is really hard to be incentivized to work out when you don't see the same results you did in your 20s and 30s. Also, we have an issue with a lack of education. We don't understand how metabolism works. We don't understand why us 40, 50-year-olds or 60-year-olds or 70-year-olds start getting bellies or rolls or things like that. Okay? It's fat deposition. There's a lot of science to it. And we need to just kind of, you know, work through it. So us becoming obese is a national security threat. It's a health economy GDP threat. And it's obviously a public health threat as we, you know, are going to be having heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, cancer. We do need to get on it. But I think we need to stop thinking we look good. Stop this idea of don't care, get obsessive. And nobody is allowed to finish their day without having eaten their vegetables, having worked out. Let's also kind of do away with this whole PE thing at school and just have exercise a part of every day, right? Even part of lessons. It's all going to be in the attitude. 1-877, that's Allie, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay. So, yesterday history was made. And they say that Trump was the third president impeached in history. I thought it was fourth because of Andrew Jackson. So we have Andrew Jackson, Nixon, Clinton, Bill Clinton, and Trump. Meaning it would be four presidents then. They keep saying three, but I think there's a technicality because I think Nixon left office early. I'm not exactly sure if there was a technicality with Andrew Jackson's, but this has really been the fourth attempt to impeach a president. And so many of us got our, you know, phones all a flurry with the fact that the House has voted to impeach Donald Trump. Half the country ecstatic about it, the other half the country is saying, what the hell are you guys doing? But the drama continues. So what's supposed to happen is the House approves to impeach the president. Then it needs to go to the Senate. And the Senate needs to be the one to try, kind of do the trial, and then remove the president out of office. Well, the Senate thinks this is an absolute poop show and a witch hunt. And so the Senate has kind of made it clear that, okay, you know, nice try, but not happening. Let's move on. Well, Nancy Pelosi doesn't like that. And so now she wants to stall bringing the impeachment articles to the Senate until she has assurance that they are going to take this seriously. Again, for some people, they're thinking, way to go, Nancy Pelosi. For others, they're like, are you kidding me? So Speaker Nancy Pelosi indicated yesterday that the House could indefinitely delay sending the articles of impeachment, leaving ambiguous the timing of the trial to decide whether to acquit him or convict and remove him from office. Again, the two articles include abuse of power and obstruction of Congress in regards to, quote-unquote, withholding aid to the Ukraine in exchange for them to investigate Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, and obstruction of Congress not allowing certain people to, I guess, testify. Now, if the Republicans have proof of that didn't happen, well, they could show that this be done. But it doesn't work that way. All right? They have to wait until it gets to the Senate, and then they could do their part. So Pelosi told reporters that she would hold the articles back until it was clear that the upper chamber would give the case a fair hearing. The strategy suggested she was keeping the charges as leverage in a coming negotiation over terms of a Senate trial, which means this matter could be left in limbo. She says, we will make our decision as to when we are going to send it, when we see what they are doing on the Senate side. So far, we have not seen anything that looks fair to us. So, again, if you have one side thinking this is absolute baloney, presidents withhold aid all the time, you know, the Republicans are like, why are we even going to waste taxpaying dollars on this? However, if the other side is like, this was true, you know, articles for impeachment, this is a real, real no-no, they want blood. So where does that leave us in terms of the election coming up? Well, right now the Democrats have a very, very small win. But it's remember we talked about plutonium and the radioactive decay and how plutonium, as it starts to lose its stability, plutonium is an element that's getting dumped into certain states' facilities from the U.S. government, and it's unstable in that it'll continue to decay until it's all the way down to a kernel of a stable element. And as it decays, it releases radiation. Okay? That's what the Democrats have right now with these articles. They could right now say, coming into the next election, that they are running against an impeached president. And it could maybe sway some voters that are middle of the road. However, you also have a fatigue with this. The election's not for 11 months, 10 and a half months. And the impeached Donald Trump, All right, the Republicans are like, let's just get this done. Fine, send us the articles of impeachment, we'll drop it, let's move on. But the Democrats really want this soundbite when they're running against Donald Trump. And I think the Democrats realize they pushed it through too quickly. They rammed this. I have never seen a president impeach so quickly. But then again, I haven't really seen this happen a lot. But they got this done. But look, they got it done before Christmas break. They're going on break. So then when people come back in January, they're like, well, now what? So then they have to, again, reignite it and make it exciting news again. And if people are doing well with the economy, if they don't lose their job in January, if they notice the family was happy because they had some extra money to spend for Christmas, and they have a job, and they're able to get a gym membership and work on their New Year's resolutions, people aren't really going to give a damn. Well, half the country's not really going to give a damn about trying to find a new president, based on what happened with Joe and Hunter Biden that they don't even understand. So the Democrats need to figure out now what is going to be more strategic. they have a real nice weapon in their hands right now. They have a, you know, an impeached president based on House rules. If the Senate blows it off, that might give them a little bit more fuel. But if the Senate shows that what they did was absolutely ridiculous, that could really hurt them in the next election. Now, remember, half the country already thinks what they did is ridiculous. But it's all about those middle-of-the-line voters, those independents. Those independents going, well, you know, is he bad? Is he not? Do I really want to vote for somebody or donate to somebody who may not be around? And that's the other thing, too. When Bernie Sanders had his heart episode, there was a big question of what's going to happen now with future donations. Donating money to a candidate who may not be able to make it the long haul is not, you know, being fiscally responsible. And so you start to wonder what happened in terms of Bernie Sanders' coffers and fundraising. Well, same thing with Donald Trump. If they could hold on to this title of, yeah, you know, Trump was impeached, it could hopefully stop donations from coming in. But the thing is that the average Trump supporter knows he's not going to remove, you know, be kicked out of office. Because most Republicans say they're going to stick, you know, state party line. And the Republicans control the Senate. So I don't think it's going to affect him. If the Senate was more split, maybe. So the Democrats now need to figure out, when do they want the Senate to possibly either blow this off or go their way in order to help them? And since the last final stretch is the fall, they're kind of screwed because they're going to have to do something before the fall. And the Republicans are going to probably work at the same speed as the Democrats did. I'm trying to remember what happened with Bill Clinton. This was December 1998. From what we understand, this was about 21 years ago. The House voted to impeach him, and then they went immediately to the Senate. The Senate was not in session, so the trial didn't begin until early January. And then, of course, again, they, you know, acquitted, you know, Bill Clinton and said, it, you know, I remember, you know, in training at the time going, what the hell does all this mean? And again, it was politics as usual because he had an affair with an intern and he lied about it because he lied that he didn't have sex with somebody that wasn't his wife. They brought him up on impeachment charges. And look, I'm being honest. You know, is that enough to remove a president from office? Cheating on your wife. Morally, I think it stinks. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And, but are presidents usually moral compasses? That's something we really haven't expected. We've kind of expected that, people who are in politics got there because they had to do some things as a verb, as a noun, and as an adjective. And so, so where this is going to go is, it's probably going to fatigue over the holidays. Okay? Yeah, they might have gotten a big win, but they're on their way out of town. They're like, I don't care. So, yeah, I think this is going to bite the Democrats in the butt. 1-877-DOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is sending a spending bill to President Trump's desk after legislation approved on Thursday calls for huge spending increases in the federal government. The chamber is set to pass a second package to fund the rest of the federal government later in the day. The House has passed both bills. The House passed both bills earlier this week, and President Trump is expected to sign them as well. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is dismissing the House-passed articles of impeachment against President Trump.
You watched what transformed last night on this floor. It's something that we've said all the time. The weakest, the thinnest, the fastest impeachment in U.S. history.
Talking with reporters at the Capitol, McCarthy says he's embarrassed for Democrats and the House. The House is expected to approve the big North American trade deal on Thursday. The USMCA is one of President Trump's top priorities. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144, 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hate stories like this, but I need to let you guys know. This is just absolutely horrifying. A male ER nurse, 39 years old, is charged with sexually assaulting patients and secretly recording 206 of them, including 24 children, at a Pennsylvania hospital. This is modern day. In our United States, in Pennsylvania. And I don't understand how something like this could happen, but it does. Apparently, Michael Bragg worked in the emergency room at UPMC Carlisle for 3 years. He's 39 years old, and he worked there from January 2016 to April 19, 2019. He has been arrested. He was arrested this spring by the Office of Attorney General for producing and possessing child porn and aggravated indecent assault against two children. Now, a statement from Pennsylvania Attorney General's office said Michael Bragg also allegedly sexually assaulted a nude, intubated, and unconscious woman in the hospital's emergency room and touched the breasts of another emergency room patient. It's horrifying to think you in your most vulnerable state, can be assaulted. Attorney General Josh Shapiro sent a statement, people who were rushed to the emergency room or needed serious medical attention were violated by this man. They said the sick sexual predator took advantage of patients when they were at their most vulnerable. Thanks to the full cooperation of UPMC Carlisle, we identified all victims throughout this investigation. And he surreptitiously videotaped 206 patients at the hospital, including 24 minors. This is one of those people that really should not be in society. I mean, he should be locked up because he is a predator. So the new charges against him include one count of aggravated indecent assault related to the vaginal penetration of a hospital patient. He also faces 19 counts of sexual abusing children and manufacturing of child pornography. Others include 171 counts of invasion of privacy, 201 counts of interception, disclosure or use of wire, electronic or oral communication, and one count of criminal use of a communication facility. So he was arrested following the search of his home. I guess he lived in Chambersburg. Agents found secretly recorded videos of children using the bathroom, plus other videos of child porn. Charged with aggravated indecent assault and indecent assault of sexual abuse of two minors. They also investigated the circumstances of videos of hospital patients in various stages of undress that were discovered on his laptop computer, which means he was going to patients when nobody was around and snapping pictures of them, possibly sticking his fingers in them, touching the breasts, etc. So here we are in 2020, and you would think that we would be, have something like this down, and we don't. In fact, where we are now with electronics and smartphones and all that is we have more opportunity for people to now make, take images of you, be pornographic. They talk about people with selfie sticks. They just sit there, for example. So one trick some of these people do is they'll be just sitting there, let's say at the mall, all right, and they'll sit near the food court line, okay, where, people are standing there in line. And if the chairs are right up near the food court line, the tables, they might just kind of sit there and look like they're waiting for somebody. And they have, their selfie stick with their phone on. And so it's very easy for them to pretend like they're looking the other way and be sitting there taking pictures of you under your skirt. I use leggings now. I mean, not that I'm one that people really want to look at that, at my age, but that's why I just always wear leggings. I've kind of stopped doing the whole skirt thing, because I don't know. I don't really sit very ladylike, and it's always windy in Vegas and all that. So now, whenever I wear skirts, I always have leggings or boots or something. It's hard to do in the summer, of course. But it is a concern. There's people taking pictures all the time. Now that there's cameras and security cameras everywhere, there's unfortunately, room for fraud when you change clothes. There's one department store I actually now buy most clothes online, but there was one department store where you could see the camera, and the camera is there to make sure that nobody is, leaving, the changing room with something that they shouldn't, even though most fraud happens within the changing room. But I noticed that where the camera is, the camera hits the mirror. So, because the changing rooms are like little stalls. So, and it's a very well-known department store. I don't want to say which one. And so when you're changing, the camera can see the mirror, which means they can totally see you changing. And they can totally see inside the room. Now, they're doing it for security to make sure that somebody isn't stealing and putting stuff in their purse. But that is a huge issue when it comes to privacy. And, of course, they now have footage. There was a doctor in Vegas who had drugged his patients with ketamine and had sex with them and videotaped that. Can you imagine you being one of those patients and knowing that police had to watch that? I mean, they used the utmost professionalism, but you had to know that, you know, your video, one, you were a victim of this, but two, not only did the predator watch the video, but cops and lawyers and people who had to investigate watched the video too. I couldn't even face the world after that. So what this reminds us is we have very, very bad people out there. And we're animals. Whether it's a genetic mutation, whether it's a result of environment, whether it's they think they could get away with it, whether they are obsessed or have certain fetishes, there are people out there that have no qualms about taking advantage of somebody who's intubated, meaning they can't breathe and they're on a breathing tube, bleeding, unconscious, and kids. It's very scary to think that people are attracted to kids. You know, people ask why. What? If kids don't have sexual maturation, obviously, because the Tanner staging, why would that incite a predator's sex drive? Well, because some of them that they're you know, when you have rogue brains, some of them, you know, prefer lack of sexual maturity. And there's a lot of that out there. You know, there's, you know, people who prefer, you know, not seeing pelvic hair or, you know, flatter chested or, you know, and no body hair. And so you do have people with that predilection. And we forget the main drive, being in a position of power. Kids are vulnerable. What a lot of people find sexy, or not even sexy, but like when people rape or whatever, it's not so much that they wanted sex. It's a power thing. It's a domineering thing. And kids, or somebody who's intubated, or somebody who's vulnerable in the hospital, is weaker than a grown-up predator. And so they feel stronger preying on the weak. It's a very animalistic, not excusable, but it's a very animalistic thought process and instinct to find the little innocent baby doe-eyed little deer and jump them and tear them to pieces or rape them or whatever. And so, until we realize that we are among animals that are pervading our schools, that are pervading our hospitals, our police departments, whatever, even paramedics, we've been told that some, you know, paramedics have been out there, and it really, you know, hurts the amazing name that all these industries have, because there's really good people there. We're not going to stop this from happening because, you know, we're going to be too naive. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIE, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a very unpopular topic that keeps coming up this time of year is New Year's resolutions and how to, you know, stick to your New Year's resolution. If you have to lose the weight, if you have to get off the smoking, if you have to cut the carbs, if you have to eat better, if you have to cut back on drinking, not pretty easy. And my job as your radio doctor is to kind of help you sift through a lot of the BS. So there's ads out there saying do this, and you're going to be really inundated with those coming up in the next week or two. Use this to help you get off smoking or to lose weight or to, and, you know, because they know. They know that a lot of people are going to want to lose weight or get off smoking or drinking or change some of their habits in the next few weeks. And so they are going to try to prey on your wallet. And if they could convince you that a certain supplement is going to help you lose weight or a certain action is going to help you curb drinking or whatever, they're going to try to sell it. Well, as an MD who has been in practice for years and have seen hundreds of thousands of patients, when it came to people quitting smoking or even quitting alcohol or cutting back on eating and losing weight, most of the time, and we're probably talking 95% of the time, it was people saying, I'm done. I'm not going to swap for another crutch. I'm done. Like with smoking. You know, Chantix helped some. The nicotine patches might have helped a little bit. But it was the ones that said, I did a cold turkey. I was like, I'm done. I saw my aunt with pneumonia, or I saw my aunt with COPD, or my kid asked me if I was going to die like grandpa, and I said, I'm done. And it usually is one of these, you know, come to Jesus moments that people get. Well, this story is very interesting when it came to weight loss. A British father of two weighed 322 pounds. This is being reported by Fox News. And he was inspired to finally do something when he took his kids to a theme park and he was told he can't go on the ride. 32-year-old Blake Lewis, along with his wife, 35 years old, and their two children, Sophie and Toby, headed out for a fun day at a theme park in Staffordshire, this according to Fox News. But when he boarded the ride, he was mortified when the safety bar wouldn't fit over his stomach. Then he was asked to get off the ride for health and safety reasons. Now, in America, people would be like calling the ACLU and saying, oh my gosh, you're discriminating against him and you're fat-shaming him and whatever. But if there's health and safety standards, I mean, what are you going to do? If you're too big for the rides, you're too big. Okay, I mean, it's for your own health and safety. Lewis said he was aware of health problems that could come with being overweight, Blake Lewis, such as diabetes and heart disease and high blood pressure. And he said, but it was not fitting in the ride that did it for me. My daughter, Sophie, didn't understand why we couldn't go on the ride. Because we sat down all right. I knew I was big. But when I couldn't get the belt over my stomach, I thought, this doesn't happen to people every day. Something is not right. They were told to get off. Sophie was upset because she had to wait while her brother went on with mom. And, you know, she cried, and he felt bad. He said he didn't experience any nastiness from anyone else on the ride, but quickly he thought to himself, he can't let this happen again. He said, I imagined other people in the line were thinking, oh dear, I probably would have thought the same. That's when I thought enough was enough, and I needed to do something about my size. Oh, he looks fantastic now. He put himself on a diet. He replaced junk food that was usually with burgers, fries, and chips with healthier options like vegetables and lean meats. He reduced his calorie intake from 5,000 calories to roughly 1,000 a day. He began to walk to his place of work, which is about a mile and a half from home. He also set up a gym in his garage. 18 months later, he lost over half his body weight, so about 160 pounds. He went from a 40-inch waist to a 32. He looks incredible. Daughter looks happy. Now he could go on the rides. He said, I saw myself as addicted to junk food, mainly savoring things like pies, burgers, fries, chips. I would devour 3,000 to 5,000 calories a day, sometimes some more. But now I've gone cold turkey. There we go. And he goes, I don't get cravings anymore. It's all about the willpower, being disciplined, and cutting out the rubbish. Again, he's British, so they use the term rubbish. We call it another word that I can't say on air. So, doesn't sound like he did surgery. I mean, it sounds like he did it on his own. He said he did Google healthy foods and recipes. The key is meal prepping. Every Sunday I prepare healthy meals and freeze them or put them in the fridge. Stick at it hard for the first few weeks, then you'll be encouraged when the pounds start coming off. I did it completely by myself. I've never been healthier. So, this case history, and I have to apologize. A lot of my patients or my listeners have stories like this, and they'll write them to me, and I wish I would have found one of the ones that were endearing like this one, you know, to give you guys, and please, you know, call in or at 1-877-DOCDOLLY or write at drdolly@hotmail.com. But that's the key to these successful people. Something happened that's traumatizing to them, and they go, I'm done. Now, in this day and age, we're trying to avoid trauma for everybody. We're trying to make sure everything is non-traumatic. We're trying to avoid fat shaming. We're trying to avoid boat bullying. I mean, one of the reasons why I didn't gain weight as a kid is I was scared to death of being, you know, bullied. When I was bigger than a couple of other girls, because, you know, I'm kind of bigger boned, I was still slim. I hated that. And I, you know, said, you know what? I think I'm not going to eat as many sweets. I think I'm going to exercise more. Now, we don't want people to have an eating disorder. We have to guard against anorexia and bulimia and that. But sometimes that little bit of hurt helps you heal. Just like surgery. You need to cut to cure. And this idea of I'm done is sometimes very effective for people. If you're like, well, I eat 4,000 calories a day, so I'm going to go down to 3,500 calories a day, that might work for you. But if you want faster results, you know, and you want to, you know, do this long term, then you have to commit long term. One of my friends said his, you know, come to Jesus moment, or, you know, moment that was a turning point for him, was he was on an airplane. And he gets into the airplane, and he puts the seatbelt on, and it wouldn't fit. And then he asked a stewardess if they had an extender. And they couldn't find one originally, and then was able to get one. But he said, this is ridiculous. And that was his moment. So there are certain things. Sometimes it's, you know, seeing a picture of yourself. Well, you know, one thing we used to do years ago when we wanted to lose weight is we would find a horrible picture of ourselves, you know, hide it in our desk or somewhere that nobody would see. And anytime we had a craving to eat, you look at it. And you're like, no, I don't want to look like that. That reminds you to not eat. I mean, you know, we need to find other ways to curb our weight now that we're not smoking and, at a job where we're moving and exercising and, you know, doing a lot more. You know, our obesity crisis, we opened with the show talking about how 50% of us are going to be obese in the next decade. Half of us. Which means airlines have to change. In fact, airlines have to. Remember there was that story where the airline's codes are 1960s era. And people are fatter than they were in the 1960s. So they need to change the seats. They need to change the seatbelts. That costs you and I. You know, I hear a lot of people complain that restaurants only serve small portions. And I get mad at that, too, because I'm like, okay, you know, they're trying to, you know, skimp us. But then again, that's kind of what restaurants used to serve. Burgers. You know, when you went for a burger in the olden days, I don't know if you guys have ever been to a Bob's Big Boy, but they're kind of small burgers. You know, they'll have two patties, but they're small burgers. But that was a huge burger back in the 50s. A little McBurger, that like a McCheeseburger or whatever you get from McDonald's, that was the size of a burger in the 1950s. For us, it's kiddie size. And we eat quarter pounders. You didn't eat quarter pounders in the 50s and 60s. So, you know, we need to go back, and I don't know what it is, either pretend you're in the 1950s, or just say I'm doing cold turkey, or I'm going to be vegan, or, you know, vegetarian, or whatever. But sometimes it is going to take a, you know what, I'm done. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.